For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is senior defender and alternate captain, Heather Olson from Bemidji, Minnesota. And Heather, first of all, let's go back a couple weekends ago. You scored your second goal of your career, the second of the season, against the Mavericks. I mentioned it when you scored your first goal that the floodgates were going to open. How much do you think that's helped that you've gotten that one goal out of the way and now your second?
I mean, it's definitely built another level of confidence, which is great. But I mean, it just goes to show that like during practice, our level of play continues to develop. And, you know, it's not something that I did all by myself. It was, you know, assisted by Lydia and Tina. And so it's just that just goes to show that as a team, we're able to work together, connect on those passes and put the puck in the net.
Your team had a long road trip this past weekend to Troy, New York to play RPI, a very different series. The East Coast teams are a little bit different. ECAC hockey is much different than WCHA hockey. What do you think was the biggest difference for you?
Like Claire had mentioned, the penalties, they definitely call a lot of penalties out east. And so that was just something that, you know, we weren't in our regular flow of 5-on-5 hockey. And but it was nice, though, that anytime that we did get a penalty, we had possession of the puck for the most part. So that was nice just to know how it is to be on the kill and have possession of the puck and kind of maintain that confidence.
I was watching your penalty kill and going, your team looked like you were on the power play. Not to discredit RPI, but wow. What was it about your PK that was so strong?
I think just the confidence that coaches have been instilling us as like players and just working on it in practice. And I mean, we see, that's the other thing is like with the WCHA, there's no doubt that we've been in those shoes before. So we definitely have had that experience and we've just kind of developed, you know, a sense of confidence on the kill when we have the opportunity to possess the puck.
Your team scored 7 goals this weekend. You had an assist on one of those. What do you think was the biggest difference for your team in offense this past weekend?
I think just going out and just proving it and working hard. And we weren't really looking for the offense. We did a lot of passing and there were definitely times that there were plays that were open, but as far as just putting the puck in the net and having a quick release and just going out there and shooting the puck, that's just kind of what we did. We went out there, I know like the first night we had so many shots on net, not too many went in, credit to their goalie, but we just never really gave up or let down and just kept shooting.
Your team broke a 19-year record with shots against. Only gave up 6 shots against your team at RPI. I would have been frustrated had I been them. But what does it mean to you as a senior to know that your team was part of a record-breaking game?
It's awesome. I actually didn't know that. I know that Beaver hockey is full of blocking shots, and I know that we had blocked shots that game, which definitely contributed. But just overall, like our positioning and keeping them to the perimeter of the rink and not allowing them to have those shooting opportunities, that was awesome to be able to set that record.
You're on a 4-game win streak, much better than a 6-game losing streak. You go into this weekend back at home against St. Cloud State, 6 big points in league play. What's it going to take to beat the Huskies?
Just simply going out. I know our coaches the past few weeks have just been telling us just go out and prove it. And proving the fact that, you know, we are good hockey players, we're a good team, and this is where we belong. And so that's just kind of been our mindset every single game is just to go out, work hard every shift, leave it all out there and not look for any ways that would discredit us as a team, and just keeping that confidence and going out and proving that we're the BSU women's hockey team.
Who are your roommates?
Haley Mack, Brianna Jordy, Jacqueline Casa, and Lauren Bench.
Who likes to cook in your house?
Jacqueline.
What's her specialty?
She makes all sorts of things. She makes the stir fry. We do shrimp vodka sauce pasta that's so good. She just made tater tot hot dish not too long ago. So yeah, she's kind of our chef in the house.
Who's the cleanest or the messiest?
Cleanest? I would say I tend to clean a lot, but I know that the rest of the girls do as well in different areas. Our kitchen is always kind of all of us, but as far as the whole house, we always chip in and clean. I'd have to say that Lauren Bench is probably the messiest, but it's okay. The house is cleaner than what it ever used to be, so
it's all good. I'm sure she won't watch this. Heather, it's always fun visiting with you. Good luck this weekend. We'll see you on the ice.
Thanks, Kelly.